hourly pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, yes, I love live radio. There's always challenges, technical difficulties that makes it exciting, fresh. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have Rob Regish on, author of The Blueprint, and two Blueprint users. The first will be on the air with us all the way from Greece, and that is Panos Antonakos. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Sudip Chattopadhyay on. We're talking about the economic effects of tobacco use in the United States today. You've heard me talk about this before. We've got a guy who's actually written a study about it. I'm going to be talking about it a little bit later. First, let me get the two guys on the phone that I have with me right now. Rob Regish, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Carl. How about you?
Great, great. And then we have all the way from Greece, Panos Antonakos. How you doing, Panos?
Nice. Thank you very much.
Good, good. Now, what time is it in Greece, Panos?
It's 7 hours ahead.
So,
7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So thank you very much for making time to be on the show today.
No problem.
Let me start out with by asking a couple questions of Panos. Panos, how long have you been using the Blueprint, which is the training manual authored by Rob Regish?
I've started using it from August of 2010.
Okay. Have you been training with weights to change your physique prior to that?
Yes, before this 2 years, before I started Blueprint.
Okay. Were you making good progress prior to using the Blueprint?
I had good progress during the first year. Then I started to see minor to zero improvement. So I was stuck.
And this is very common, isn't it, Rob?
It is. And, it's one of the ideal scenarios, if you will, for a typical new Blueprint customer.
In fact, you promote the Blueprint as allowing people to break through plateaus. And this is what happens. A lot of people hit a plateau. Everybody makes progress their first year. The newbie always goes, oh, my God, I'm going to be huge in 5 years, because they think that the progress is linear. But the body is adaptive. The body adapts to what you're doing to it. And the response to adaptation is it doesn't respond the same any longer. And so you need to be able to change things up. And the Blueprint actually has designed changes built into it. So, Panos, tell me about your experience with the Blueprint. You've been using it now since August of 2010. Here we have a little bit over a year under our belt, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what have you seen with using the Blueprint now?
I started with a 2.0 Blueprint.
Okay.
And then, 6 months later, I got the new versions of 3.
Okay.
And when I started this program, I didn't stop to break my personal records. Every time I was in the mood of breaking a new record.
You could do it.
Yes, every time.
Now, did that amaze you?
Yes, completely.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Because in the past, it doesn't work that way. It's not that fast, the progress. Rob, a lot of people buy training manuals and see very, very little results. This is quite the opposite with the Blueprint. Everybody who uses the Blueprint sees results. And this is the kind of results they see, right? The personal bests are continually pushed further and further out.
It is, Carl, and it's typical. But allow me to say this. It's an easy enough trick for anybody, any trainer that is worth their salt. It's easy enough to get a guy gaining again. what I excel at and what the blueprint excels at is giving guys a roadmap to keep that rate of progress up. And I think when you hear from Panos and you hear from Matt and you hear from just about anybody that uses it, you're going to hear that gains don't just get ignited again. They get gasoline thrown on them, you know, for months and months, and in some cases, gratefully, years on end.
If you keep applying them according to the way you're supposed to apply them.
Yeah, when I say applying, Carl, all I mean is, you know, if you stay within blueprint shell, you could use whatever training stimulus you know and that you respond to. And the beauty of it is magnified. What blueprint brings to the table and what is unique about it is that its shell auto-regulates your adaptation curve to exercise, meaning it doesn't allow you to go stale.
Yeah.
It keeps you ahead of your body's
adaptation. It keeps you from hitting plateaus. There's no doubt about it. Because of our technical difficulty, we have to take an early break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Panos Antonakos from Greece talking about the blueprint and his success with it with Rob Regish and I. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. thrive. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Rob Regish, and all the way from Greece, Panos Antanakos. Did I pronounce that right, Panos?
Yes, you are correct, Carl.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. One of the other things I want to talk about with you, Panos, is this. Did you have any weak spots, any things that you felt needed to be brought up, maybe your arms, your legs, your back, or anything like that before using the blueprint?
Mainly it would be my back and my arms.
Okay. When you started to apply the things that you learned in the blueprint, did you notice any changes in these weaknesses?
Yes, they are improved as the whole body did, not just these spots, but just the whole body.
Now, do you train by yourself or do you have training partners, Panos?
No, unfortunately, I train all by myself.
Okay. Have any of your family members or friends commented about the changes they've seen in your body since you've been using the blueprint?
Yes, friends from the gym and outside of it, common friends on the beach. So major change this summer. And they were asking, okay, what did you do? How did you change your body? So I told them about the blueprint, and now they are ready to make their buy.
So they'll be buying it too. And this obviously is what happens with you,
yeah.
Rob, right? I mean, this is really a grassroots thing, because the best advertisement you can have is a person whose body changes, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm no marketing guy. I'm a practical application guy. So the best, like you said, the best advertising in the world are guys like Panos who put their blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. And that's an important point, because you know what? Information is powerless unless somebody has the guts and the drive to put it into practice. And you can't buy that at GNC.
You know, Panos, when you were looking at buying the blueprint, there were obviously other options of other training manuals out there to purchase. First of all, what made you choose the blueprint?
Okay, first I saw the blueprint during at the forums of the bodybuilding.com. And every person who has used it has seen major changes. So that was my thought. Since all the people see changes, why don't give a try?
Were you apprehensive? Were you concerned? Did you think, well, maybe I'm spending my money for nothing here? Maybe these people are wrong?
Okay, maybe a little at the back of my head, but all the negative comments I saw in the forums were from people who never used it. So I had the people who used it and had excellent comments, and people who didn't, who don't use it, and had negative perspective on it.
Yeah. You know, I have never endorsed a training guide before. I've had lots of people on this show, lots of people who I respect on this show, talking about the books that they've written and the training manuals and so on. But I've never said, this is one that I believe in. This is one that I can endorse, not just for the person who wants to look like a bodybuilder type, but this manual may be even more important for the average person who's finally getting up off the easy chair and saying, okay, I've got to get my health in shape, because we know that the cornerstone of optimum health is muscle. Something that the medical orthodoxy is afraid to say, the word muscle. Muscle is not a luxury. It's a necessity if you want to stave off age-related disease. The biggest challenge that newbies face is the lack of progress. They get in the gym.
they think they're doing the right thing because that's what their friend does. They don't see progress. They end up injuring themselves. They give up, and then they get fatter and fatter and sicker, and then they end up on our backs financially through the healthcare system. The blueprint is the perfect guide for somebody who's just getting started. The reason I'm saying this to my audience, because I know my audience is filled with people who are not getting started, you want to buy a great Christmas present for somebody? A Christmas present that will mean something to them, not just at Christmas time, but 5 years from now? 5 years from now, they'll be at Christmas going, the best Christmas present I ever got was from so-and-so when he gave me a copy of the blueprint because it saved my life.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are going to hear that and say, you know, that's an overstatement. But honest to God, I've picked up the most gratifying emails, private messages, and guys have called me and said to me, Carl, this has changed my life. Because if you're into physical culture and you value, you know, making gains and getting something from all the you know, bleeding, sweating, and paying the price every day in the gym, man, if you haven't gained in years and all of a sudden you're gaining on a regular basis, some of these guys work out to work out, it does change your life.
You know, it is true. It is life-changing. And it all starts with training, and we all do want to make gains, even the people more so that are just getting into this for the first time. And let's face it, I've said this before on the show, if you're going to take piano lessons from somebody, you want to take piano lessons from somebody who can just teach you to play chopsticks and that's it? No, you want to go as far as you can go, and that's what the blueprint gives you. It gives you a way of going as far as you want to go. We have to take our next commercial break. Rob, hold your thought. I got to drop Panos because I have Matt Ehrman waiting on hold here to bring into the line. Panos, I want to thank you so very much for making yourself available all the way from Greece, okay?
Me too, Carl. Okay. Have a nice evening.
Okay, same here. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be coming right back with more on the blueprint. We're going to have another user weigh in just a moment. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried
tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to remind everybody that Southern Research Company is the finest peptide supplier in the country. All of their peptides come from inside the United States from Tier 1 Labs. Has offered a discount code to my audience only. You can't find this anywhere else. Their coupon code is SUPERHUMAN15, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number one, the number five. To save an additional 15% off the most legitimate peptide supplier in the country. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. Okay. Rob Regish is still with us, and we have another user of the Blueprint, Matt Ehrman. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Matt, when did you start using the Blueprint?
I started the end of April of this year.
How long had you been training before that?
I used to train about 10 years ago when I was in college. I was in fairly good shape, but since then I'd stopped, and I recently started again.
Did you start immediately with the Blueprint, or did you start just doing what you used
to
do?
No, I had started in August before that, so I'd been training probably about 8 months or so.
So you started doing what you normally did, what you did back in the day, in other words.
Right.
Did you hit a plateau, or did you just decide that you wanted something better?
Yeah, I kind of hit a plateau. I mean, I had gotten to the point, I first started out because I'd gotten really heavy, and I wanted to get back in shape, which I had gotten to a pretty decent point at. I dropped about 30 pounds at that point, but I just stopped seeing the gains that I had gotten in the beginning. I really wasn't seeing, you know, much progress at that point.
Okay. So you started using the Blueprint. What was the first thing you noticed when you started using the Blueprint?
The first thing I noticed was that the workouts were pretty intense. You know, it's one thing you go to the gym and you're used to doing like certain things, but the methods and things that he uses are really intense, and you know, it was pretty different from what I had been doing.
And how long did it take for you to start seeing progress again once you started using the Blueprint?
Probably within a few weeks, I started noticing my shirts were feeling different. They were fitting tighter.
And you weren't just buying small shirts, right?
No, I was wearing the same shirts I had been wearing.
I had to say that. I'm sorry. And did you get any comments from friends? Do you have a training partner, or do you train by yourself?
I actually train with sometimes with one of the guys that I work with, but that's maybe like a couple times a month. It's not like on a normal basis.
Well, even more so because he would be more startled by the progress. Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, he started saying, "Oh my God, your triceps are getting huge," and he was like, "I can't believe like how big you're getting."
And did you tell Did you tell him about the blueprint? Did you keep it your secret?
No, I told him about it, and he was like really interested about it, but he hasn't joined yet. But he's always asking me like what I'm doing and you know things, and he wants me to show him some stuff. And I tell him to keep getting the blueprint.
Do you spend any time on the boards, bodybuilding boards, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I did. I posted a couple times on there about it, and
so where did you learn about the blueprint, Matt?
I don't exactly remember. I've been searching. I was searching for something regarding.
Matt, you're supposed to say on Superhuman Radio. No, I'm only kidding.
I'm sorry.
Rob, come on. And, prep these guys, man.
going forward, brother. That's where I wanted to find it.
I had actually been searching for a program to use, and I came across it. I'm not exactly sure. It might have been through a link on like bodybuilding.com
right.
or something
right.
that I started reading about it. And I just kept reading about person after person after person that had tried it that loved it. So I was like, this got to be something good. And I kept seeing the only people that were saying bad things about it were people that never tried it.
That's now so, interesting. Now, keep in mind, Matt was not online because we have limited phone lines here. Matt was not online during our conversation with Panos in Greece, yet he actually reiterated something that Panos said, and that was when he was reading about the blueprint, the people who had purchased it had rave reviews about it, and the people who had not said bad things about it, which means that the people who have not just are threatened that maybe they're not doing things exactly the best that they can. And this, it's just like, it's like anything else, politics, religion, or anything else. When you threaten someone and their belief system, they become retaliatory, even though they have no reason to retaliate. They could say, you know, it may work, I just don't use it. But
you know,
no, instead,
Carl,
they say bad things about it.
You know, Carl, I get that a lot, and let me say this, and I tell guys this, you know, as long as they're constructive in their criticism, you know what? If you're making gains doing what you're doing, God bless you. You know, more power to you. I don't make my living with Blueprint, although I'd love to. It's just, you know, the guys that come to me with an open mind and guts, I guarantee they're going to gain. Now, you're going to have guys that are understandably skeptical. Why? Because for 28 years, Carl, I bought these programs. And you know what? It's all rehashed hash with very few exceptions. And it's just, all I ask is for an open mind as to doing things differently. And if you're not gaining, that's where the answer lies.
Do you agree with that? Do you think that a lot of people are apprehensive about buying the blueprint because their past experience, Matt, is that they bought things and were less than satisfied with their experience with them?
I would probably think so, because there's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, even with the supplements that people use, there's a lot of stuff that's basically junk that they supposedly have all this great science behind it, but then when you actually go and use it, it doesn't work. So maybe it's some of that, maybe it's some other training methods that they use that maybe haven't worked or haven't lived up to their expectations.
Did you feel that way? Like, okay, so you saw a lot of positive things by the people who had invested money in it, and obviously they have a vested interest to say positive things, because nobody wants to say, wow, I was a fool, I spent my money, you know, and it didn't work. Although within the physical culture community, people will tell you, I took that supplement and it's crap. So I don't think that's the case. But there may be people out there who are going to say, well, Matt, of course there were good reviews out there, the people who invested their money. Well, did you still have some sense of apprehension? Like, you know, I don't know if I should spend my money on this.
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, the price, it wasn't like I was paying like $500 or something for it. I mean, it was a pretty reasonable price. And I figured, you know what, I'm spending all this money on supplements that I'm not seeing much results from. If I'm going to spend that, I might as well spend a little bit of money on this and see what happens.
Did you have any weak spots when you bought the blueprint, things that you felt like, well, you know, I really need to train this body part, it's a weak spot of mine?
Definitely biceps. For whatever reason, my triceps grow really easily, but my biceps lag really badly.
I am the same flipping way, and I hate it. I mean, I was doing curls the other day with 135, and I'm watching this other guy curling 35-pound dumbbells, and his biceps were so great. And I'm looking at mine, and I'm going, you know what? I just think I'm doing something wrong because this guy's lifting a lot lighter than I am, and his biceps look a lot better than mine. Okay, so what happened to your biceps once you started using the blueprint?
Well, it's actually been mainly recently because I had an issue with some forearm tendonitis that prevented me from really lifting heavy with biceps. But I've put about a little under 2 inches on my arms in about 8 months.
That's impressive.
I've gone from about 15 1/4 to a little over 17.
That's gotta get the attention of some of the people who have been watching your progress.
Yeah, but people are like, your arms are getting huge. And I never really considered my arms to be big, but they're almost like busting out of my shirt now.
We're going to take a break in just a few minutes, but before we go into the break, what would you say to people out there who are doing the same thing over and over again, seeing very, very little results, maybe even satisfied with that fact that they're seeing little results because they believe that there's really no way for them genetically to make results? What would you say to them about the blueprint that would be an endorsement of your success with it?
I think maybe the best thing I could say to Rob was I told Rob the one time that if he had charged me 10 times what I paid for it, it would still be a bargain.
Wow. Then that's a strong statement, Rob. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, and you know what? People say the nicest things, Carl, and it's not uncommon to hear that and this. This is the best money I have ever invested in this game. And you know what? For a one-time investment and the gains versus, you know, throwing more money down a hole every month for magic beans every 30 days, it really is.
Well, you know what else, Rob? And I've said this to you off the air, and I personally think that you're too generous because when people buy the blueprint and you come out with a new version of the blueprint, you know, 3.0, then 4.0, whatever, you just give it to them, don't you?
I do, and I have mixed feelings about that, but the fact of the matter is this. I do that because these guys took a flyer on a guy that put this together in his basement and was unknown to everyone. So it's my way of saying thank you to the guys that have come on board with me. And you know what? Once you have it, text me, email me, PM me. Call me. My cell phone number is on our forums. If you need help, call me. I'm there. You invested in me. I'm going to give you back a whole lot more than what you invested in me in Blueprint. That's just how I roll.
But you know what? And I want to say this. And you and I have not discussed this at all. So this is not like some planned strategy. But I would venture to say that there's going to come a time in the very near future where you will not be giving away the upgrades for free. And that's, if nothing else, a reason that people need to buy it now. Buy it now as a Christmas present to yourself. So coming out of the new year, you have a plan so that when you hit the wall for the next couple weeks of the last couple weeks of this month, eating and drinking everything in the world, that you have a plan to come out of the tailspin. Buy it for a relative who doesn't know what to do, who has the desire to get to the gym and wants to know more about nutrition and supplementation, because it's all covered in the blueprint. This is not just about training.
I've thought about that, Carl, and when the blueprint meteoric hits the streets and it's going to blow the doors off of even 3.0, here's what I'm going to do. The guys that are on board with me already, they're going to get it for half price, and new customers, we'll be charged the full thing.
Price.
But it's going to be it's going to be just like 3.0. It's going to be a modest price increase, 15 to 20 bucks, and they're going to get 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, and the meteoric. So, you know,
you'll have the next 5 years of training set in stone. You got everything you need for the next 5 years. Now just get into the gym and use it. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Matt Ehrman and Rob Regish about the blueprint. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
In old Mexico, I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com, learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Sudip Chattopadhyay on, talking about the financial impact of the tobacco industry. What can be done? He's just written a study that is designed to get states to start contemplating the use of tax dollars collected by the tobacco collected by the government on the tobacco industry and from the smokers to actually support the damaging effects tobacco has, as opposed to the insurance companies absorbing everything and passing it on to those of us who don't smoke. I love this concept. Right now we're talking with Rob Regish and Matt Ehrman of talking about The Blueprint. Why everyone has not gone out and gotten a copy of The Blueprint is beyond me. I don't care how you train. You can pick something up in The Blueprint that will help you. I've read The Blueprint, and I'm not employing it till the beginning of the year, but I'm already starting to employ some of the techniques that intensify my workout. And I can tell you something. I have not been training with the regularity that I will be training with come January, because life has been in the way. I've got lots of things going on, and the end of the year is here. But come January, I'm going to be applying The Blueprint exclusively as my training regimen. And I can already see the changes in my body just using some of the little techniques here and there, like statics. We all forgot about statics, didn't we? Matt, tell me about your use of statics. How do you use them in your workout?
I like using, the first time I did The Blueprint, I followed the Rob's recommendations to use the the bench press static and also the shoulder press static. And I was pretty surprised. I'd never felt that type of muscle
activation
before. It's,
right.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's just a different feeling. It felt like your body was your area had just turned into like a bowl of Jello.
Well, you know what else? When you do a static, you have to remember, especially when you do a static, and jump in here, Rob, to correct me if I'm wrong. But when you do a static with a compound movement, you're not just doing a static with your shoulders and your chest. Everything in the region that's supporting the movement is in static contraction as well. So you talk about requiring amperage from the body to connect, make all the neuronal connections with muscle fiber. That's like maximized. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah. You know what? Credit here needs to go to Pete Sisko. Static contraction training is an absolutely incredible tool that, you're right, can juice not only muscle growth and the ability to contract muscle harder, but here's the relevant point that I think many people have missed when they go ahead to employ it. There is a very strong message that is sent from the brain through the spinal cord that traverses the nerve, telling the muscle to contract and contract much harder, given the fact you have more resistance there, can handle more resistance than you can in a full range movement. Now, once that is employed in a very unique fashion, we use that to juice the full range movements in a particular fashion, let's say. And I don't mean to be coy, but I don't want to give it all away. The fact of the matter is, you can handle much greater total tonnage in your full range movements done per unit of time, which equals muscle growth.
You know, what Rob has basically done here, and I was thinking about this, you could go out there and buy every single book out there that Rob has taken a tried and true, universally applicable technique from. And you'd probably end up with 60 or 70 different books. You'd have to read them all, apply them all, and then find out what Rob has done over the course of years. Rob is like Google for physical culture. He has taken what works and distilled it down to a single guide to save you time and save you money and save you effort. It's not like Rob is, and perfect example, very few people give credit to anybody. That guy that does that P90X thing, Tony Horton, he's over there going, well, what we employ is muscle confusion. Muscle confusion? Muscle confusion was written about back in the 40s and 50s and 60s by Joe Weider. Rob doesn't steal anybody's thunder. He's not sitting here going, I invented everything in this. No, what he's saying is, I've done all the heavy lifting for you. I have taken all the things that work, distilled it down to a single manual. You apply all of these different techniques. Those of you who are listening go, well, he didn't learn about that. Pete Sisko did. I'll just go buy Pete Sisko's book. Yeah, read Pete Sisko's entire book to get that one morsel of information. Rob has 60, 70, 80, 90 morsels of information that, when applied in a program modularly, elicit an exponential response when you put it all together. Rob is like Google for physical culture. That's why his next book is going to even be better. It's because he's discovered, well, when you throw this into the mix and when you add this right at this spot here, this is what happens. He does all the heavy lifting and the research for you. You just have to buy the book and apply it. Would that be a fair assessment, Matt? Would you say that what I just said is accurate?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he takes all the stuff and puts it together in the right order, the right sequence, the right timing. I mean, everything is precise and right when you need to do it.
What do you think about that, Rob?
Yeah, and I'm happy to hear that, and I'm thankful that it's helped you and others, Matt. I did my absolute best to do two things. One, lay out a very specific roadmap for people if they wanted to follow it to the letter, and two, give them the flexibility to do their own thing within Blueprint Shell. And I did that for a very, specific reason. I experienced the same thing, and I know there are both types of people out there, so I crafted it in such a fashion.
And I said earlier in the show, Matt, that, Christmas is here, If you don't want to buy the blueprint for yourself, buy it for someone in your family or in your circle of friends who you know needs to get to the gym, whose health is hanging in the balances. And one of the greatest things you can do for health is to train hard, resistance training specifically. This is a great gift. This is kind of like, you know what? I'm giving my kids for Christmas, and they don't listen to the show, so they're not going to know. I'm giving them ultrasonic toothbrushes this year. Why? Because I know that it's something that they will appreciate, not now, but years from now, when their teeth continue to look great. It's not a great gift. It's not a Nintendo Wii. It's not any of that sort of thing. It's something a little more practical, not as much fun. But that's what this is. This is a practical gift that keeps giving over and over again. Would you give this as a gift to somebody, Matt?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Especially, I mean, if they're serious about getting in shape and you know, wanting to build muscle, it'd be, I think, the ideal gift.
What do you think, Rob? You think people are going to be giving this as a Christmas gift this year?
I hope so. You know, again, I understand and appreciate the skepticism that people have. But I think, as Matt, Thanos, and anybody who has bought the blueprint will tell you, I will bend over backwards to make it work for you. It's a lot of information, but like you said, Carl, there are, even if you don't want to follow the blueprint to the letter, there are so many bits and pieces that you can pull out to juice your training. It was designed that way as well. I understand and respect the fact that people may not want to follow the whole thing, and therefore there are elements to it that can really, really accelerate your training.
Look, we're coming to the end of the interview. I know I'm doing a complete pimp job on this, but you have to understand something. I invited Rob to become a sponsor of this show after he sent me a copy of the blueprint and I read it, because I got it. I got what he did. I understood that what he did, because I read a lot of those books and I thought, oh, he got this from that. Oh, he got that from this. Oh, that's an interesting way, the way he assembles it, to use this in conjunction with that. I got it. And I called him and I said, look, I can get behind this. If you want to become a sponsor, I will endorse this. This is a great book. A lot of people don't know who Rob Rekish is, because maybe he hasn't been writing for the magazines and he hasn't been part of the mainstream of the physical culture, advertising and propagation media. But the reality is, it doesn't negate the fact that this guy did an amazing job putting this book together. And I predict that years from now, it will be considered an amazing contribution to physical culture and training, because it continues to evolve as well. So anyway, if you are interested in learning more about the blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com and click the blueprint banner ad. It's a very, very small investment, and it will give you, as many of the people who have bought it, more than your value back, more than your cost back in value and training in the gym. Matt, I want to thank you for coming on the show and talking to us about your experience with the blueprint.
Anytime. Thanks a lot, Carl. It was a pleasure.
And Rob, of course, thank you very much for making time for coming on. And also, Panos in Greece, if you're still listening out there, thank you for taking time out of the dinner hour to be on the air here in the United States. Keep training hard. And Greece is in the same shape that the U.S. is. It's a very, very important time to stay healthy, folks. You don't want to end up in a hospital in this day and age with the way the health system is being impacted by the financial stresses. Trust me on this one. Never mind the fact that you'll probably get C. diff or MRSA just by walking in the door. You don't want to be involved in doctors in this day and age. Rob, thanks for coming on the air today, man.
Yeah, and thank you both to Panos and Matt and the Blueprint Army. You know, you guys are fantastic, and they give back. Important point. They have given back to me, Carl, more than I've tried to give them. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. And obviously next week we'll have another installment of our roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with you and Coach Wade Johnson, okay? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio when we have Dr. Sudip Chattopadhyay. I hope I pronounced his name right. We'll be right back. Like I'm a magician, tear you down like I'm in demolition, count you out like a mathematician. I'm so very hot that when I run
arrive your mission. You ain't call the cops.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very...
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
There's bullet holes where my compassion...
You know, you've heard me talk over and over again. I always talk about the tobacco industry, the burden, the financial burden that the tobacco industry places on us in the area of medical costs. Whenever we talk about medical costs in the United States and fixing the medical system, which is a fallacy, the way the current government is doing it, administration aside, this is not a partisan statement. It's been going on for decades. Well, my next guest, Sudip Chattopadhyay, I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is an economist from San Francisco State University. He recently wrote a paper analyzing what can be done with the money and what is being done with the tax dollars that are being generated from the tobacco sales. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
First of all, what made you even interested in this?
Yeah, actually, you know, I get some work, my research done by students, and students, one of my students' research got some interest in this area, and this is about the tobacco, and I used to smoke a long time ago, and I gave up myself without any help, though. So I thought, why not, you know, government is spending so much money on this. Let's take a look at what's going on in there. So I dug deep into it, and then I figured that there's, you know, I can do something on and what's going on in this tobacco area.
Well, first of all, you say the government is spending so much money on this, but the reality is the government is making so much money on tobacco, aren't they?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, in the 90s, it was going on very well, but all of a sudden it started, you know, going down the hill, you know, in terms of spending and tobacco control programs. So, I got collected some statistics before I started this research, and I found that, and about $100 billion is, you know, there's a cost to, you know, national, you know, the society in the United States. We spend about, you know, on average, Center for Disease Control reports that the tobacco addiction costs about $96 to $100 billion a year.
Wow.
And you know, direct medical expenses, these are. And then tobacco addiction cost, you know, through lost productivity, about $100 billion a year. And this is annual figure. And there's another type of cost that nobody pays much attention to is the, you know, secondhand smoking.
Yes.
You know, Society for Actuaries, they built a model, and they showed that it's about $10 to $12 billion is the cost of non-smokers who happen to be around people who do smoke.
Holy
man. So these are huge costs. And the tobacco control program, I try to evaluate how they do in terms, in the states. If, you know, listeners are not aware, the state governments, run this program in all the 50 states. And this program is going for quite some time. About 20 years, maybe.
But yeah, it must be a very, very, below the radar type of program. I understand that they spend less now, but even back in the 90s, I don't remember what was the tobacco control program? Just the commercials? Hey, don't start smoking?
It, you know, advertising and educational program to counter the use of, you know, youth for tobacco products. No, educating consumers about the cause and prevention of diseases, you know, a media campaign.
Were any of the dollars used to influence legislature that would occur that would minimize the availability of tobacco?
No. These are local programs, and legislators are, they don't influence legislators.
Right.
Mostly media campaign, education, and effective intervention. And disseminating, you know, criteria for intervention for, you know,
right.
cessation programs and so on and so forth.
Gotcha. Okay.
The tax is imposed, is a huge tax. And, who pays the tax? That's a big question.
That's another point I want to expand on for a second, because you enlightened me on something that I didn't even think about.
Yeah.
I recognize that the smoker, is paying tax when they buy the tobacco. And these taxes are very, very heavy on the purchase price. But something that you pointed out to me that I never dawned on me, and that is there's inflated taxation on the tobacco companies. That's just a pass-through to the smoker because they just raise their prices.
Absolutely. You know, the type of product we are looking at is addictive. Cigarette is addictive. So, you know, as an economist, when you talk about, if we go get into a little technical part of it, it's a highly inelastic demand. That means people, even if you raise the tax, people cannot just give up so easily. So what happens is, you know, when you ask the tobacco companies, they are pretty flexible in terms of how much they produce. They can produce any amount of time at any, you know, whenever it's needed.
Right.
So their elasticity is flat. So what happens is when you charge, let's say, actual price of a pack of cigarette is $1, and you charge $4 tax to it, so 20 pack cigarette, the entire $4 tax burden goes to people who smoke. And, all these companies like tobacco producing companies, they don't have to bear any burden at all.
Right.
You know, very negligible, I would say, to give, you know, maybe 10% of that, and 90% is borne by people.
And the bottom line is the tobacco industry is not altering their bottom line profitability. They're changing their metrics to make sure that their profitability stays the same.
Yes, exactly. They're taking care of themselves. Look at last 20 years of data. You see the price of cigarette charged by those tobacco companies is not changing. What is changing is the tax imposed by the states. And, you know, and they're making same amount of profits. They have no problem. They are finding markets outside the country too. So they're making, in fact, more profits.
Right.
But what is the problem is the tax collected, 90% of that from people, and government has a commitment to do something, which I feel there is a lack of commitment in.
And I like this concept, because this is also something that I never thought of until our discussion. In the past, I've said, well, the heck with the smoker. They should bear the burden of that tax because they're the ones that are smoking. But but as usual, the government is not taking that money that they're collecting from the smoker and doing anything intrinsic or extrinsic within the tobacco segment to affect that smoker or the tobacco industry. They are once again, as the government is really good at, unaccountable for what that money is being done with, right?
Yes, exactly. So government is taking the money through taxes. This is, I would say, you know, about $20 billion a year. And they're supposed to. They're supposed to spend money on tobacco, anti-tobacco campaign programs. They're not doing anything. They're spending on other areas which we don't know. But what I found in my research is this investment in the tobacco control program brings, like, the return on investment is 15 to 20 times more than the cost of investing it. And I don't think government has any other project that brings this much of return
on
investment.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about this, because the reality is that many local governments have decided to not spend the money in tobacco control because that immediately trickles to their bottom line.
Right.
But the reality is they're being penny wise and dollar foolish.
And bountiful.
We're going to talk more about this in just a second. We're talking with Sudip Chattopadhyay about the effects of tobacco on local economies. What can be done? You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops.
drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I've had CanSee as a sponsor now for 3 years, and I've used the CanSee eye drops religiously for 3 years, but I stopped using them when I moved back from Phoenix in December of last year. About 4 or 5 months ago, I started noticing my vision changing. And about 2 or 3 months ago, I noticed that I was going to start having to use reading glasses. And I thought, well, I am 53 years old. Maybe it's time for me to start using reading glasses. But I did go ahead and get some more CanSee eye drops just to be on the safe side and started using them just about 3 weeks ago. And in just 3 weeks, I could tell you that my vision has changed already. My near vision is coming back. And I can tell in another couple of weeks, I'll be back to where I was before I stopped using my CanSee eye drops. I cannot say enough about CanSee eye drops. For those of us who are getting older and we find the need to reach for reading glasses, using CanSee eye drops increases the flexibility of the crystalline lens over the course of a few months. You'll find that you don't need your reading glasses. So for those of you who are vain like I do and hate to put reading glasses on, check out CanSee eye drops. All right, we're talking this hour with San Francisco State economist Sudip Chattopadhyay about the effects of tobacco control programs on the financial outcomes of states. California especially, this is an important one for California because California is being very challenged right now financially. And obviously, most states feel that, hey, if we don't spend the money, it ends up staying in the pot, so to speak, and it's not an expense. So that's the way most of them have looked at these control programs, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they just stop spending money on the commercials and the messages and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but there's another dimension that to it. You know, if listeners probably may not be aware that in 1998 there was a master settlement agreement that happened between 7 tobacco companies with 40 states, and in that there was a court settlement and that reached between these companies and 40 states in 98. Under this settlement agreement, 7 tobacco companies agreed to change the way the tobacco products are marketed, you know, like marketing, ban on media advertisement, etc.
Right, right. When tobacco companies could no longer advertise on television, the pharmaceutical industry jumped in.
Yeah.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, they paid $210 billion that to be distributed to the states every year for the next 20, 25 years. So this money is added to the, you know, to states,
budget. Right.
And so, and this added, is added to, and the tax amount, these together, this is 20, for example, this year, states are getting $25.6 billion in tobacco taxes and master settlement. and where is the money going? And this is a question I've asked in my
Have you also asked any government entities in California, for instance, how are you applying the tax dollars for the tobacco control?
I haven't asked to any yet, but I'm going to send my paper research article to some of these government departments.
Are those figures in the public domain? In other words, if someone were to ask a local government, like my government here in Kentucky, which obviously profits from tobacco, if I were to say, hey, what do you guys do with the, $25 billion a year you get for tobacco control programs? Are they obligated to tell me?
They're not obligated to tell you, I think, they can spend any way they like, but, probably, but I don't know what the, policy or, if there are any legal.
So the reality is, short of the 25-year, $210 billion annuity, if you will, that runs out at some point in time.
Right.
It's in these states' best interest to keep enlisting new smokers and get those tax dollars and use it for areas that they want to use it for.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. But the reason is you need to build infrastructure to do these intervention and delivery, all these tax anti-tobacco campaign and everything. You need to deliver it every year. If you stop doing it, and the infrastructure breaks down. And so far, I would say up until 2008-09, even though the states have been spending for the last 10 years, 4% of the total revenue, because the existence of the infrastructure, they were doing well up until 2007. But I'm not sure about 2011 and on, what's going to happen, because infrastructure is breaking down. It takes a long time for the program to offer efficient services.
Is there a point of diminishing returns with your analogy that that the return is like 20 times? In other words, if a state took the entire $25 billion and invested it and invested it in ways that would keep existing new smokers from becoming enlisted and even get existing smokers to abandon tobacco use over the course of processes and years.
Right.
Are you telling me that the 20 times 25 billion would be the effect, or is there a point of diminishing returns? Well, no.
There will be point of diminishing return, probably. I know. I mean, this is again, I did not do mathematical analysis of that, but my sense is that it will go up until 2015. And in another analysis, which I did, is this, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's a federal government agency, they have a recommended guidelines for each state. For example, California is supposed to spend $440 million out of its total revenue of $1.2 billion. New York State, $254 million out of this year's revenue of $2.3 billion. So I'm not asking them to spend. CDC is also not asking them to spend the entire money on it.
Right.
There is a recommended funding level suggested by the CDC, and they are not even close, like 60 to 70% of that money they're spending. This is, and it's going down and down every year.
It's shocking.
So New York is, spending 16% of the CDC recommendation, and the entire nation as a whole, the states, they're spending only 1.8% of the total revenue this year. 1.8% of the total revenue. So, leave alone, CDC recommendation, only one state is following at this point, which is Alaska.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I applaud Alaska.
Yeah. It has a revenue of $100 million this year. It has a CDC recommended level of $10.7 million this year. It's spending $10.8 million, which is more than CDC's recommendation.
My biggest frustration with this is the fact that our government, whether it be on a federal level or a state level, has no accountability with what they do with their money, Which is part of the problem, in my opinion, because governments have no money. It's tax dollars that they have. We give them money, and, and we should have the right to ask for accountability.
Exactly. That is true.
And and when we talk about tobacco, the reason this is an important interview for my show is because I've been talking. I was just interviewed this morning on NPR because by the year 2030, it's estimated that 50% of the population will be obese. And obese people use more medications and require more health care dollars than non-obese people. And I talk all the time about the fact that obesity poses a greater threat to our economy than bailing out the banks, terrorism, and anything else that you apply to it by 2030, because half the population will end up being on the back, so to speak, financially, of the other half of the population. Well, this has been going on with tobacco forever. We, you know, those of us who have health insurance, the actuarials figure our premiums based on, even if we don't smoke, that there are smokers in the pool. When those tax dollars have already been set aside for those people that smoke, the government should be covering the sicknesses and illnesses of people who smoke out of those tax dollars.
Yes, And the thing is, you know, you're talking about obesity. Obesity is a big problem. You know, it is a cause of, you know, cancer, congestive heart failure, and several other things. Added to that, it people, the demography of this country is changing. More and more people are getting, you know, aging population, I would say. So, and smoking has an effect on that. In the aging pop, when the population age, and they will have cancer and lots of other things, associated with, you know, smoking. And that's going to cost, the society, our, you know, national economy way more in the next 20, 30 years. So, you know, if we are not looking at how to spend the dollar amount you get out of tobacco tax, the society is making a mistake here. They're focusing more on the short-term solution. And it's not, but what we really need to do is a long-term solution to this, because, you know, it's a huge amount of money, going to, you know, cost going to, you know, incur, very soon, you know.
And that's exactly how our government operates. It's all about short-term, nothing about long-term anymore. It's sad. It's very, very sad.
And also an amazing thing is this, you know, government, the federal government, they have a agricultural subsidy for the, you know, and tobacco is one of the, you know, seven largest agricultural farming industry in 23 states. So on the one hand, there is agricultural subsidy to produce tobacco. On the other hand, states are, you know, spending, you know, imposing tax on people, those who smoke. So there is a contradiction there too. So I keep telling my students about this contradiction, and they get surprised by knowing
what
that.
What I'd like to do is I want to take a break. What I'd like to do is I'd like you, if you wouldn't mind, talking to my audience about some of the things that your students are saying should be done, in the area of control and reform, if you will, on tobacco products. We're talking this hour with Sudip Chattopadhyay about the effects and financial burdens of the tobacco industry on states and what can be done to actually increase the money saved by states if they would just start paying attention to using the dollars set aside for tobacco control, for tobacco control, instead of whatever else they're using it for that they won't tell us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sudip Chattopadhyay. He is an economist from San Francisco State University. We're talking about the effects, financial effects, of the tobacco use within states and what they do with the tax dollars. And they don't tell us what they do with the tax dollars, what they should be doing with the tax dollars. And really, on the note of what they should be doing with the tax dollars, some of the greatest thoughts come from students, college students, who will be the leaders of tomorrow. What do your students say, first of all, about the lack of transparency in what is either not being done or being done with the dollars that are being collected for tobacco control?
You know, I kept asking students, about their interest in this kind of, tobacco control programs. What they say is that, some of them 20, 22 years old, they're non-smokers. But according to them, you need to target the people between, 12 to 18. Mm-hmm. And they're the kids. If you can prevent, if the tobacco, states can prevent them from, smoke, to get started in this, smoking and substance abuse, that is the best thing, the states can do to, in the long run.
Yeah, but the problem with what they need to understand, what those students need to understand, and they can look at their own lives, is the people that have the greatest impact on that, those 12-year-old kids mm-hmm. are the adults in their lives.
Exactly.
And if the adults are smoking cigarettes, but on TV they say, hey, don't smoke.
Yeah.
The message they get from their adults within their peer groups is much more profound than some stranger on TV going, stay above the line, don't smoke, kids, stay in school. It doesn't work. We know this already.
I personally am a believer of, of the fact that, education starts from the family.
Yes.
Starting from the family, government can do only up to a certain limit. A government cannot do everything. So increasing dependence on government is not helpful at all for the society. So it has to start from the family. But the thing is, when the money is already there, you decide not to tax it. But if you do decide to tax it, there is money, and you got to spend it in the right way. So that is,
What do the students say, that should be done then, with the tax dollars? Do they give you any ideas? Well, gee, we should try this. Anything novel? Anything interesting?
So when I talked about CDC recommendation, everybody is for it, you know. If the Centers for Disease Control is based on actuarial, the model, they say that if this CDC recommendation is maintained, I explain to my students, and they say that if that is the case, that it can bring down the tobacco prevalence, smoking prevalence, by to 10% in 2025, if it's maintained, the CDC recommendation. Then let's go for it. Students are totally for it. So government intervention to that extent is very helpful. You know, so that's what they think. You know, I, of course, we do influence, as a teacher, we do keep influence people. But they think that government, you know, intervention is necessary at this point.
Well, simply from the standpoint that the government is collecting money specifically for this.
Yes.
Which you know, my main frustration that I keep coming back to is the lack of accountability by governments.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
almost like, and I've said this on my show probably 100 times in the past 6 years, that murder is legal in the United States, and you don't have to go to jail for it as long as the government gets their cut, their financial cut. When you think about the number of people that die every year from tobacco use, and then you look at the taxation of the tobacco industry and the tobacco users by this government, you can't help but see that the government is covered with a cloud, that they are taking money from an industry whose product, if used correctly, will end your life. Now, with that being said, it should be of paramount importance for federal and local governments to A, do everything they can to curtail the death of their citizens by this product, number A, okay? And B, eventually get to the point where those tax dollars are almost zero because there's no new smokers coming into the world, and the use of tobacco products diminishes to virtually zero. The problem with that altruistic approach is that governments, local and state, are greedy, and they are not in the business of slashing budgets. They're in the business of when a government talks about, well, we've cut the budget, they don't talk about, well, we spent $1 billion this year, next year we're only going to spend $700 million. No. They always have a projected increase. If in 2011 the budget for something is $1 billion, the projection for 2012 is it's going to be $1.3 billion. When they say they've cut the budget, they've cut that 0.3 at the top. They say, oh, instead of spending 1.3, we're going to only spend 1.1 next. They don't really cut into the original number.
Mm-hmm.
Governments are not in the business of giving up money because they only operate because of the money that they get in tax dollars.
The more money they get, the more, you know, they think that they need money, and when they get money, they will try to spend in the most effective way possible. But history says it never happens. So when government gets money, ultimately it is used in an very unproductive way. This is the usual practice. If there is money, it might as well be invested at the, you know, private level. And people, I mean, this is my view about how things should, because you get more return on investment in the from the private sector than the government.
Yeah, governments don't know how to manage money.
They don't know how to manage
money. Look at the country now.
they try to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and ultimately they get to a position where there's no way they can come out of it without any, you know, they declare bankruptcy and all. So many cities are going to be bankrupt very soon, you know, and it is getting increasingly, cities are getting bankrupt because of, too much wastage and so on and so forth. But that's a different, issue I am not dealing with in this particular paper. I'm particularly focusing on the lack of administrative you know,
efficiency,
transparency. You know, in this, and where is the money going? Why are they spending on something else where they're supposed to spend on this particular?
Have you been invited onto any mainstream TV shows, maybe Fox News or CNN or anything like that?
No.
And now that the press release was released, embargoed, and released on the 5th of this month, correct?
Right.
Okay, so here it is. It's already the 7th. You would think that, given the current economic challenges faced by states and the federal government, that people would want to know your point of view, because your point of view states that individual states can actually benefit financially from following these, but no one is reaching out to you, you're saying?
No, actually, I'm getting a lot of coverage from the media coverage.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. And what is the coverage favorable? Are you getting lots of favorable responses?
The response I'm getting is that people are on board with the fact that the states are not spending money at all out of this huge amount of revenue coming out of the tobacco market, industry.
Right.
Everybody on board on that. But whose fault it is and how to address it, people are not yet, they're not very sure of that. So.
But it's so simple. It's the individual state's fault for not applying the funds the way they were designed to be applied.
Right.
But no
and
one...
People will tend to, I know some people may believe that is because the states are, going through a severe budget, economic recessions, and they're getting, too close to bankruptcy. And those things matter. But, when states are suffering from budget crisis, the best thing they can do is to figure out the investment strategy that bring more return than, whatever. They're not supposed to do investment, but whatever money they have, they're supposed to, spend so that they can get return out of that. So we proved that there's like 15 to 20 times more return on the cost of investment here. So this should be lucrative to states to, I want to make it, convince states that, it's a money well spent if they did spend in this initiative, tobacco control funding, as long as the money is there. If you can't, you might as well think about not taxing the industry.
Well, but the reality is what states are probably going to – what they may not wish this allowed, but in their heads they'd hope that there's more smokers would come aboard and they don't have to spend that money on anything except where they need to spend it to make up for the shortfalls in other areas of mismanagement, which is my prediction what they're doing with it right now. We have to take our last commercial break. Sit with us. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHR
MEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Sudip Chattopadhyay about the effects, economic effects on states of controlling new tobacco users and tobacco use in general. And clearly it's an example, once again, of being penny wise and dollar foolish on the local government and federal government's part as well. So in summary, I guess what your hope is that the states, those that administrate on a state level, see this and start to reinvest those dollars, because the end result will be more money in the till for them as opposed to less.
Here's the question I asked them, and this is the, you know, if people are responsible for themselves and there is no, insurance involved, and people know what's going to happen to if they smoke, that's a different, ball game altogether. But here, what is happening is, people increasingly they depend on the government system, how the government programs help them. In this particular case of tobacco, now. Infrastructure, efficiency in program delivery, quality of interventions, effectiveness of media campaigns, these are important features of a comprehensive tobacco control program. And that can only improve over time. And I would say in the last 20 years, it has improved. But what is happening is in the last 5-6 years, government is not spending any money at all on these infrastructures. So once they break down, and I can see that the tobacco consumption is going to go up. It has shown a very slightly upward trend. So it's not going to go down. If that happens, 5-10 years down the line, if you want to bring back that infrastructure, that will take another 10-20 years to bring it up, bring it back. And by then, it's again disastrous, because the smoking prevalence is going to go up because of the lack of delivery of services. So, and that will cost money to people. There will be more increasing burden of taxes for the people if they want to revisit bringing the infrastructure back. So I want to alert the state governments to don't break this infrastructure at this point. get it, you know, get it functional, make it, keep it functional.
Make it impactful.
Make an impact, and then bring down the tobacco prevalence to a level that is acceptable by the society, which is 10% by 2025. Once that happens, forget about taxing tobacco. Let people take care of themselves. And you know, proceed from
yeah, there. I like that. I think you're really onto something. I just hope that those people that administrate for the various states take this seriously and fess up and do the right thing. This is basically a situation. There's a lot of not doing the right thing going on in government, and that's why we are where we are. It's time to start changing the direction.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I want to commend you for taking the time to do this.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, and to your students, too. I hope that many of them take this message and talk about it. I want my audience to hear this. This may not be the normal discussion we have on the show, but I talk all the time about how the government tries to take away healthy things like raw milk and cause people not to have access to non-genetically modified foods.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, while the government is trying to restrict things that are good for us, they are also not doing the things with the tax dollars that they've already gotten that would be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect example. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. And I also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on during the first hour with Panos from Greece and, of course, Matt here from Inside the United States talking about the blueprint. And I hope that that interview inspired some of you to take a shot, get the blueprint, and use it yourself to make some dramatic changes in your own physique. Thank you so much for listening to Superhuman Radio today, and we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
This is the Superhuman channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.